So the rumor mill says 11/11 for iPad Pro. Is that what you're hearing, Renee?
Sounds good. I mean, at this point, if it gets this close, then retail has it, and it's hard to change at that point.
They're getting trained, is what some are saying, right?
Yeah, Mark Gurman, I think, had the 11th as his date. Yeah, he's really good with retail sources.
Yeah. And by the way, that means not merely that we'll be able to pre-order, but we could actually pick one up on November 11th.
Everyone who pre-ordered the Apple TV might have been better off just walking in on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I did. On 12:01 a.m. on Friday, it switched over from come back later to find out if in-store pickup is available to,
yeah. We got it.
See it at 9.
The difference with this is it's more of a niche product. So I don't know what the availability, like the Apple TV, they had cartons full of that. And right. I don't know how many iPad Pros. I wouldn't dissuade anybody if you really, really, really want one. Go and get it on pre-order. And then if they have it at the store, go pick it up and cancel the pre-order.
It is the price of a notebook computer. So
it's expensive. We're talking. I think that the 32 gig version is really one of those starts at. That what you're going to want is the 128 gig version plus a pencil.
The 32 is meant for companies like Pixar who are just going to put them on every desk and don't need LTE and things like that.
Right.
Yeah. But that does mean that it's a good point. It's not so much they're not going to have them, but they're not going to have 128 gig ones of them. So unless you're I'm wondering if the ones that are going to sell out first are the ones without GPS and LTE, or whether it's the LTE ones that are going to sell out first. Either way,
the cheapest and the most expensive both go really fast.
Well, I'm planning on getting one early. I'm just going to go and buy one because it just makes so much sense for me, whether I get a loaner on day one or not. I might be interested enough in it to say, if the only one that I can get is the LTE model, okay, let's spend the extra. No, I won't. I keep telling people it's okay to wait to get something, so I'll have to remind myself of that and not get it.
What is it about the – why is it this fits your needs so well, Andy?
It's because it's a very, very specific set of reasons, because I already have a 13-inch MacBook. So when I want to, as this week, I've got a lot of real work to do and I need to grind through it, I've got something that I can easily toss into a bag and carry through two airports on a Monday afternoon. I already have an iPad mini. So when I really want iOS tablet and productivity apps, super portable, I've got that. I think the iPad Pro, I think, will let me do a bunch of things that I can't do already. One of which is to have that super light, super long lasting device and still be productive on a big, comfortable screen. Not only that, but I don't have an Apple device that has a pen input like that. I like to draw. I like to doodle. I'm not good at it, but I would do more of it if I had that device with me. And the last thing is, situations exactly like this one. Here I am. As a matter of fact, I tweeted out a picture of my setup here. Not only would I be able to enjoy the iPad on the flight over, but even when I travel with this MacBook, I will have that 13-inch screen using one of any different pieces of software on the side of this computer as a second display for my Mac. So I really think that even just as an Air display, even as a big iOS thing. Oh, and the last thing, Comixology. I read comic books. I buy and read comic books every single week. It was the one thing. Even Windows 8.0, as bad as it was, I had a Samsung touch tablet, and I'm like, I don't like Windows 8 very much, but I like being able to read Comixology comics at exactly publication size or greater. So it's not as though there's $900 worth of value in any one feature, but sometimes you really do the math saying, it's worth it for me to have $200 for a portable second display for my PC. It's worth it to spend $180 for a big comic book reader. It's worth it to spend $300 for an art tablet. And you do all the math, and that adds up to, for me, at least $80 more than the purchase price of 128 gig Wi-Fi. Also, I want to say one last thing. Part of it is an investment and putting my money where my mouth is. I really think that computers like the iPad Pro are absolutely the next generation. It's the idea of we're going to have a CPU that is not as screamingly fast on the bench as other CPUs, but we're going to manage it and operate it so efficiently that it will run as fast as a liquid-cooled desktop machine. We're going to have apps that are really purposeful and built to take advantage of its location, of its context and how you're actually using things. And I feel as though, just like a lot of us, not me because I was too young to have a $3,000 computer, a lot of people bought the first Mac not because it was really ready for prime time, but because it obviously was pointing the direction of what all computing should be like in the next 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 years. I think the iPad Pro, and this is, this isn't based on actual hands-on review. It feels as though if I want us to move past this idea of there is a screen, there is a keyboard, and we will type on the keyboard while we watch the screen. If we want that to move forward, we're going to have to encourage people to make devices like that. Maybe it's more like the first Tesla than the first Mac, but that's the sort of stuff I'm talking about.
No, that's an interesting point. So it's almost as if you're willing for it not to be perfect, not to have all the software you want, but I want to support this platform.
If not for the, I wouldn't be, wouldn't make that a factor. I don't make nearly enough money to.
It's not a donation.
Trying to support a company that has $200 billion in cash. But if not for the fact that, like I said, there are all kinds of specific things. I always say that if you're considering a new piece of hardware, a new piece of tech, it needs to do one or both of these things. It needs to either solve a problem or create an opportunity. And for me, the iPad Pro, I think, will both solve a problem for me and create an opportunity. So tempted to buy a Surface Pro 4 because it really is fantastic. But it really did come down to I don't necessarily, for my personal uses, I don't want a desktop operating system my ultralight big tablet. For my personal uses, given that my desktop OS is a Mac, I would rather have an iOS device. If I were a Windows shop, then I think it would be the opposite. I think there's nothing that could stop me from buying a Surface Pro.
And I mentioned it before that the Surface Book has really convinced me of the value of a touch OS, even with Windows not being, not being the ideal touch OS. Do you think this is the beginning of a transition to iOS for Apple?
Look at the pie chart. Apple has already transitioned into being at least monetarily an iOS company. I think that we're still far, far away from a world in which people can get all the stuff done that they need to get done with the computer solely through a tablet. I think that we're very, very close to the point where we can do it solely through a phone, but I'm not sure that we're going to see a elimination of keyboards anytime soon. They're just too many things that if you want to interact with this for more than 43 minutes, at some point you got to get a keyboard and hook it up to that thing, which is why the Magic Keyboard is so desperately, right. desperately disappointing.
Yeah. Okay, Renee and Serenity, are either of you not going to buy it? And why is it not for you, if that's the case?
Well, I'm definitely going to buy it, so I can't
crap.
Answer that.
How about you, Renee? You know what? Are you not going to buy it?
They had me at pencil.
Crap.
I have never used a stylus input device that worked as well as the pencil did on the
iPhone.
Flabbergasted me is that I've used Wacom for a decade, and their stuff has gotten better. But what Apple did first time out of the gate, and granted they've been working on it behind the scenes for a couple of years, but first time out of the gate is incredibly impressive.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serenity.
No, I...
I didn't mean to cut you off just because you're going to buy one.
I'm going to buy one. Therefore, my opinion is irrelevant. No, I was going to, speculating on what this device may not be for, who this device may not be for. For one thing, if you just bought an iPad Air 2 and you don't necessarily need, if you still like carrying an iPad and a laptop, which some people do, some people really enjoy the iPad mini form factor with a MacBook Pro or a MacBook. And I really do feel like the iPad Pro is much more of a laptop replacement than a laptop augmenter. It seems like the type of device that would work really, really well with an iMac. And especially if you use a software like AstroPad, which allows you to turn your iPad display into a multi-touch and pressure-sensitive display for your Mac, you essentially have a Cintiq tablet there. But to me, it makes less sense if you want to get it as a laptop augmenter. You wouldn't want to carry around an iPad Pro and a 13-inch MacBook Pro.
And I'm not an artist, so I love the idea of being able to draw and all that stuff. It's not. I mean, I think I don't want to get one. I probably will, but I don't want to get one because I'm afraid I'm going to be mightily disappointed. I think the range of apps that take advantage of it will be small.
I'm a fan of technology.
At the start, and maybe, well, one doesn't know how many apps will come out later. It's just not, it's unpredictable.
As a fan of technology, like I just want to get my hands on that A9X and I want to get my hands on that pencil. Yeah. I think Apple is
$1,000.
Inarguably the leader in silicon right now. Like I would not have said that last year because I think Intel was still doing interesting things. But what Apple has managed to do in the span of just a few years is incredible. And I want to, and this is the craziest chip they've ever shipped. And I want to try it out. I want to see what it can do. I want to see, they've never done a stylus before. I was incredibly impressed by the tilt sensitivity and by the accuracy. And I want to see what they can do. So this to me is like Andy, it's optimistic, it's an investment in the future, but it's also an incredible nerd curiosity over how close Apple can get to this sort of multi-purpose, multifunctional productivity, creativity. And just for like, my mom is going to get one because she uses her iPad as her primary computer and she still doesn't use her Mac very often. And she's an artist. So this is going to be the best computer she's ever owned.
For creatives, I have no doubt, you know, and I am an aspiring photographer. It does look like it'll be a really interesting kind of Lightroom machine. It'll be a really interesting.
It's like three streams of 4K Leo.
Yeah. Video. I mean, it would be really fun to edit video in this. Is this, do you know this app that they're showing on the page? That's not iMovie, is it?
That
looks like iMovie.
Wow. Yeah. See, that might be kind of fun to edit an entire movie with your finger.
I love, you know what, I did it on with the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. I do it all the time for iMore. I do it occasionally on the iPhone or on the iPad. The 6S Plus is actually really easy to edit with, but with the iPad Pro, what's really nice is you're going to have triple stream video editing. You're basically going to have techniques that are close to high-level iMovie, low-level Final Cut Pro on a touchscreen device. And I actually much prefer editing with touchscreen than editing with a mouse or with a trackpad. It feels much more natural and much quicker to do so. So I'm really looking forward to the potential that's there. I think I'm with Andy there. I don't think that I think you're right, Leo. There's not going to be a lot of must-have apps on day one. It's going to be a device that evolves. And that's actually what intrigues me because it's going to be released essentially as a blank slate all right, let's see what we can do with this. That allows both developers and users to figure out what the best use case is and petition Apple. I think iOS 9 and split screen and slide over, this is all stuff that came from users and developers petitioning Apple and basically being saying, you know, I really love... You know, I love the iPad, but it needs some kind of multitasking. It needs to be better, to be faster.
If you buy this, you have to buy the pencil, right? I mean, of course, obviously you don't, but you should.
You
right?
don't, but yeah. you should. Yeah. I mean,
how about the keyboard?
No. Exactly. There's gonna be so much better third party cases than that. I've never touched that keyboard. I have used a couple of different keyboards that use that kind of design, and they're fine for 41 minutes. 42 minutes, you're going to wish you gone to Kensington, gone to Logitech, bought the lovely clamshell case. The day that the iPad Pro was announced, I was getting press releases from a lot of major players that were not able to show me, of course, the pictures of this wonderful keyboard case they were designing because they just heard about this the day before themselves, but they were certainly eager to do it. There's another thing that is kind of interesting about all this. There's a battle that really has to be fought. Here we have a device that is cost like a laptop. And certainly I think most of the people who buy it, even if they're buying it as a creative device, are going to be anticipating desktop style apps to come out for it in terms of what you can do with it. Not just, you know, Crossy Road, although that's going to be awesome on 12.9 inch screen. But they're going to expect to make money and get value out of it.
How many different size screens can we play Crossy Road on?
But and so and in the desktop realm, people are used to spending $30, $40, $50, $60, $70, $100, $200, $20 a month for productivity apps. But it is an iPad and runs iOS, and that's a world where people have just a stupid amount of friction against paying more than $4.99 for something. So I'm hoping that it's not going to be the case where developers aren't going to be interested in writing software that takes full advantage of the iPad on the same scale that there's such a huge library of apps for the iPad, because the iPhone, because they're going to worry that we have to pay all the people that, and for all the time we're going to be putting into this, we're going to have to charge $50 for this art app, and we don't think that we can sell something that's an iOS app for $50.
I guess I have to buy one now.
I think it's amazing that what a great testimony Apple's doing. Leo's a CEO, so he doesn't really count. But the three of us, we're journalists. We make no money. We're cheapskates. And the three of us are saying we want to buy the version. And not only that, we're tech journalists. We know that the version one of anything you should stay away from.
Not gonna,
And we're going to be on the pavement, like with blankets wrapped around us in Boston, you know, trying to make sure that if there's four iPad Pros for sale, we're one of the first three in line.
Yep.
It's not just a big iPad, is what you're saying.
No.
It's an iPad on iMac.
I think it's the start of something different.
It's the start of something different.
And it's going to take some time to have it truly figure out where it falls in the ecosystem. But I think it is a really great first reinvention by Apple now to figure out where the iOS, specifically the tablet revolution is going.